Don't touch that dial. It's time for The Bunker.
2020 is not over. It continues.
Lots of famous people died. How many times have you cried? How flippin' terrible is 2020? All our workouts are alone. Top Gun postponed. When's the last time you went to see a movie?
Seriously, like, honey, do you know? It was like, it would be a kid's movie like Incredibles 2. That has to be it, right?
Harvey Weinstein, yuck. Racism really sucks. Australia wildfires burning up their land. Murder hornets killing bees, wiping out their colonies. Here's a freaking picture of them in a human hand. There was a debate one night, like a kindergarten fight. Next debate, all of a sudden, they brought in a mute button. Most of our kids stuck at home. There is zero time alone. Gyms are closed, we're getting fat. Just cause someone ate a fat.
This year is a dumpster fire. Probably won't be sober till this year is over. This is a dumpster fire. It is so absurd. Here are some names and words.
Zombie fires, flying snakes, Carolina earthquakes, Tiger King, Carol Baskins, Brexit actually happened. Locust swarm, meth gators, Zoom weddings, mass caters, Tom Hanks scared us all, Dow Jones historic fall. Yeah, we can't travel, countries hate us, record numbers of cicadas and a bunch of asteroids almost hit Earth. Pentagon says they know that there was a UFO, but we cared more about a toilet paper dirt. Disney World got canceled, cops the show got canceled, Burning Man got canceled, every concert got canceled. Candy Chesney tour canceled, Doobie Brothers tour canceled, Green Day tour canceled, Bob Dylan tour canceled.
The year is a dumpster fire. Probably won't be sober till this year is over. The year is a dumpster fire. We're not even mentioning the flippin' election.
Birds picking up sharks, Broadway going dark, giant star disappears after like a billion years. Prince Harry quit the fam a month before a global pandemic shut the world down. None of us will leave our town. Couldn't go to the store, mostly we just stayed indoors. Snooki left the Jersey Shore, I can't take it anymore.
The year is a dumpster fire. Probably won't be sober till this year is over. The year is a dumpster fire. And we won't even mention this flippin' election.
Whoa!
Okay, thank you, Billy Joel. Did I get everything? Let's see here. Got the masks, got COVID, got the asteroid, got the UFOs, got the bird carrying the shark.
Santa
is wearing a mask. He's also, his butt appears to be on fire. Oh, meth gators. Yeah. Thanks, 2020.
What a year already. Seriously, 2021 is terrible. It feels like 2020 all in reverse. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we're going to be fine. Hey, I've seen some cool things going on in town. The farmer's market, they're getting together and they're, you know, working on setting us up with food. That's going to be great. Still need hoop houses, though. We really do. I mean, somebody needs to go talk to our city officials and let them know, look, this is serious. We need to build hoop houses and be prepared for this because next time it may be worse. They're storming the castle? Serious, folks? You know what the funny part about that now is? There's no place for those folks to hide. No, they're all standing around poses, getting their pictures taken. I mean, you want to talk about being the brightest light bulb in the box. Oh my gosh.
Get up, stand up, be exactly who you are. When you think life's cheating you a little, when you're feeling small, standing naked.
Da da da.
Yeah, seeing all this craziness going on and everything, it's making me feel that it's very scary. I mean, I was so sad that day after seeing that. It's just like, really? I mean, this is crazy. What's going on with the world? I mean, you're going to go out and you think you're going to fight the law and win?
Once again, fans, it's time for the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate Award.
Hey, who are we giving it to this week?
We really have a deserving case this week, Dick. Mm. The legislature of the state of California, those guys up there in Sacramento who are really doing a big job.
Who'd they do a big job on this time?
Let you decide for yourself. The California state legislature recently passed a law which will permit automobile dealers to disconnect the mileage meters on new cars until they're sold.
Well, it sounds like you could buy a new car that had a lot of miles on it and not even know it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
But they put a provision in there which states that the dealer must give each new car buyer a written notice showing the approximate mileage on the car.
Seriously, I still think trouble's coming.
I let my demons take hold and of psychosis. I try to pay them no attention, can't keep them under the surface. If I could, then I would. If I could, then I would. If I could. If I could, you don't think I would pretend. Trouble's coming, but I still don't.
Going to be an interesting year right off the bat. We're already hearing a whole bunch of things that are going on. A lot of people that got that $600 stimulus check, I know they went out and bought weapons. Not I. I didn't do it. Nope. I think I'm fine now. But I do have a lot of friends in the lower 48 that's exactly what they did. Personally, me, I'm just working towards better days.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. Crank it to 11, blow another speaker and I
secondhand like glory. Missed the bus, but I'm in no hurry. Molasses fast, no business born. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper. Crank it to 11, blow another speaker in.
The kids are back in school, so be careful when you're out there running around at lunchtime trying to get something to eat, because now there's going to be a line. Makes you wonder, how is this affecting our kids, seeing all this craziness going on?
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Y'all like these COVID songs, so I found another one for you. This one's not really a COVID song. This is a 2021 song.
Hey guys, how's everything? Yeah? It's been 1 week and this year sucks. It might even be worse than 2020. 2 days since we had a coup. And literally everyone is angry. 5 days school went back online. Cause after Christmas, no one wants to risk it. 4 days since our Wi-Fi broke. And it'll now be 3 days until they can fix it. Yep.
uploading this on 5G, y'all. Kids' Zoom classes were like, good morning, Stu. And you hear me okay?
On New Year's Day, we celebrated, anticipated that we were headed for some happiness. But then I saw the stats for COVID. It has exploded. And now we're back to the crappiness. The vaccine is going slow. And will we get it? I don't know. I'd like to get it because I kind of have asthma. And England has a new strain. And they're locking down again like Eddie Murphy. It is coming to America. Tuesday night, I'm eating wings. And then my text thread dings. And they say we have another close election. I really should have gone to bed. I watched till 2 a.m. instead. And even then, there is still no projection. I wake up nauseous and alone. And I'm like, crap, I have the Rona. But it's probably because I had too much alcohol. I try to work on a few things and my phone ding dings and it says that people climbing on the Capitol. I don't like this 7-day trial. Please don't charge my credit card on file. Cancel my subscription to 2021. It's even worse than the previous season. 1 weekend this year sucks. It might even be worse than 2020. 2 days since we had a coup. And literally everyone is angry. 2 days since Twitter kicked off the president of our nation. 1 day since he got back on and said that he won't be going to the inauguration. So all that news, how do you think Kim's handling it? Kimberly Kim, cleaning every day. By cleaning, I mean throwing things away. Apparently because she is stressed out, she hates her house, and she wants it looking differently. She hates everything she wears, she hates every single chair, even if it's something that she bought last week. This morning she said, honey, I want to save money, but she also wants to move to a different house. She wants a big 401k, she also wants a new duvet, and then she wants to throw that duvet out. Whoa, hang on. This week sucked for me, did it suck for you? Can we switch to 2022? Seriously, that's how bad it's been. It's been so bad I want to switch to 2022. It's been 1 week and this year sucks. It might even be worse than 2020. 2 days since we had a coup. And literally everyone is angry. 6 days since I strained my back. Picking up a cup of coffee. I strained my back, leaning over to pick up my cup of coffee. That's why I haven't sang in like a week, because my back hurts so bad. Okay.
No, you did great, honey. You did great.
I messed up some of the end part.
It's okay. You know what? It's 2021.
So with all that being said, I'm going to leave you with this one song. This is a great song, actually. Listen to the words. It pretty well describes a lot of things. This was a request I got years and years ago for the Peace Train, but I think it fits in here quite nicely. Thanks for joining us. I'm Willie B, and I'd be out of here.
Living in wasteland of the free, we got preachers dealing in politics and diamond mines, and their speech is growing increasingly unkind, and they say they are Christ's disciples. They don't look like Jesus to me. It feels like I am living in the wasteland of the free. We got politicians running races on corporate cash. Now don't tell me they don't turn around and kiss them people's ass. You may call me of a true democracy. It feels like I am living in the wasteland of the free. We got CEOs making 200 times the workers' pay, but they'll fight like hell against raising the minimum wage. If you don't like it, mister, they'll ship your job across the sea. And it feels like I am living in the wasteland of the free. Living in the wasteland of the free. Where the poor have now become the enemy. Let's blame our troubles on the weak. Living in the wasteland of the free. We got little kids with guns fighting inner city wars. So what do we do? Kill for